I mean an inquiring journalist, skeptical in the Greek sense, the philosophical sense, a questioning journalist. My first instinct when you made your comments about generics is who is behind these studies? Is it science or is it the marketing department of the pharmaceutical companies selling these products? I'm not saying that's true, but it could be. As a matter of fact, if you do an internet search on the danger of statins, you'll find, for example, under Mayo Clinic, a very reputable reference source, and as well as others, there are a lot of side effects with those drugs, with statins, which are undesirable. Swiss doctors do not recommend them. They're off them, as a matter of fact. And over here, anyway, on the continent, there's a lot of skepticism and concern about their safety. They're not the drug of choice anymore in reducing cholesterol. There are other ways to do it. As far as aspirin is concerned, well, it's an interesting point you raise because in the UK, I take it, as in North America, the patent on aspirin expired decades ago. And you can buy them by the zillions for pennies in any supermarket. But somehow, which is beyond me, they have been able to hold on to their marketing monopoly practically in this country and in other parts of the continent of Europe, where aspirin is sold, you know, in little doses, you know, little packets, little foil strips, instead of in bottles of 100 or something. You have to shell out quite a bit of money for the official Bayer or Bayer aspirin. I have been taking what they call cardio aspirin here, 100, I think, milligrams or micrograms, I think it is, as you say, prophylactic aspirin for years. And I've asked different doctors, do I really need this? And the last one I said, well, it lubricates the circulatory system and it's good for the heart. But I still didn't get a straight answer with her. I really need it. For quite some time, I was taking it every other day. But since my problem last year, I've gone back to taking it every day. It can't do much harm. About the cancer aspect of it, also the statins, there are other things. You know, they're finding out, for example, natural preparations like milk thistle and zinc and magnesium. And certainly the old one that Linus Pauling promoted decades ago, he was the one, the Nobel Prize winner in biochemistry, who did a lot of the pioneering work into vitamin C, ascorbic acid. And he was a great, great promoter of ascorbic acid as an antioxidant. They're finding a lot of these plant-based things have very, very strong antioxidant properties with no real side effects. That's the nice thing about them. I'm a little bit skeptical. A little bit skeptical about suddenly these claims that these old products, these pharmaceuticals, which used to be big pharma, but they lost their patent, so they've got to make it up somewhere and somehow. And it could be that they have followed the path of what in medicine is called by a professor. I know very well about how this works. Maybe you've heard of it. Where when a company wants to prove a particular point, they go to an academic, always a professor, of course, because you can't argue with a professor. Of course not. God forbid. And they go to the professor, basically, and the professor says, oh, yes, welcome. Representative of the pharmaceutical marketing company or marketing division. What can I do for you? Well, we believe, they're very cagey the way they put it. They don't come out and say, hey, we want you to come out in favor of this. No, that's too crude. they couch it in diplomatic terms with lots of innuendo, or not innuendo. Yeah. What is the word? Andeutung. I'm thinking of the German. I can't think of the English at the moment. Intimation. Intimation is the word. With lots of intimation. Well, we have done some work back at the lab, and we believe that this product is showing promise in the field of this or that, an unknown quantity which hadn't been tapped so far. We would like to come to you and finance very handsomely some research. We'll furnish all of the research money, and of course there'll be something generous in it for you as well. And lo and behold, 6 months or a year later, the professor comes out with a glowing report about this particular product, and that is known in medicine as buying a professor. I'm not saying this is what happened, but you should be aware that these things go on all the time. G4HPD, HB9ASQ.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Bob. I agree with you more, actually. And what came to mind about professors was the history of the petrol situation back in the, well, up until the 1970s, really, and, where they used to put, I think it was called tetraethyl lead or something like that. And the company, the big company that supplied it, had so-called, well, had scientists, you know, constantly research saying that it was not a problem. The lead was okay, basically. And this went on for years and years and years. And it was quite late in the day that the USA actually came out, you know, and decided that in petrol was a bad idea. And I'm trying to think of the name of the corporation. There was a famous corporation produced most of it and also financed the research to defend the use of petrol, but I've forgotten the name of the company. But it didn't sound like lead, if you know what I mean. The name of the company had nothing to do with lead. I think it was called something like the E4 Gasoline Corporation or something like that, or the E4 Corporation. You know, the sort of thing that you're talking about, I think, is going on, possibly. But, yeah, you mentioned milk slightly. That is an interesting herb, actually. Very interesting. It is one of the few things I've heard of, and it is known for this, that if you eat a poison fungi, poisonous mushroom, if you take milk thistle as quickly as possible, it will stop the fungi from killing you. Basically, stop the liver damage caused by the poisonous mushroom. So, surprisingly, Bob, supplies of this stuff in NHS hospitals. And if they get anybody coming in with mushrooms, you know, poisoning, they put them in the hospital, which is a herb. It's an old-fashioned herb. And apparently it's one of the few things it prevents the chain of events liver destruction when you take a deadly mushroom, and it stops it in its tracks, apparently, which is amazing. I don't know how it does it, but it's all very complex biochemistry. And then the other thing, the antioxidants. There's a lot of natural antioxidants or plants with that ability. And also, there are also a lot of natural plants, vegetables, that are anti-cancer directly that actually affect the what's known as the apoptosis pathway in cells. You know, programmed cell destruction. When the body goes haywire, and that cell is destroyed. Well, in sometimes what is happening is that that mechanism is not very efficient. And broken broccoli seeds. I've got a substance called thyronin, balances that mechanism, which aids that situation, normalizes the situation. Also, pomegranate, some of the rind in it and stuff like that, but not the water-grown pomegranate juices. They're no good, they're too weak. They only have about, I don't know, 2% of pomegranate in them or something like that. You have to be very careful with the health drinks, you know. Of course, Bob, you know that, don't you? And also, turmeric is a big one. Turmeric is antioxidant, anti-inflammatory, and also affects apoptosis, apoptosis mechanism. So you've got a polyphenol, of course, green tea, with a polyphenol. But the problem is, Bob, to make oneself take these things every day. I mean, for instance, so I have to and I put the broccoli seeds into the seed tray and water them, you know, so it's a lot of discipline. Especially in the modern world with the kind of stuff that the supermarket is selling, and all the ready meals and the sugar. And the problem, as you know, Bob, is hidden salt, hidden sugar, and hidden fat. Oil. And the trans fats are a lot of factory-produced biscuits. And then on top of that, there are other aspects which I won't go into. Anyway, I've wobbled on, I'll show you the HB9, hugely by HBD.
Yeah, we got Donald Duck creeping up on us here, doing a job on you. But I copied, 99% just towards the end he came in. G4HPD, HB9ASQ. Well, all very good and interesting stuff, and I totally agree with everything you said. By the way, I did look up the Mayo Clinic data on statins. Pretty nasty things. Statins have been proved to cause liver damage, increase blood sugar, and lead to diabetes too, and create muscle damage, including possibly heart damage. Sounds like something I'd rather stay away from. Some years ago, about 10 years ago, when I was going to a German doctor here, and he said, your cholesterol is a bit high. Mind you, I've been a vegetarian since, a lacto-vegetarian, since about 1986, but I ate a lot of cheese and milk products. And it's not just meat that causes cholesterol, it's also any kind of milk products. And I was eating a lot of that stuff. So he put me on statins. And I told him, I complained. I said, you know, I'm getting side effects that I don't feel well. And he checked my gamma GT and he said, yeah, your gamma GT is up. Then he came back. He was a professor, actually. I don't think they bought him. As a matter of fact, yes, we were talking one time. He and I used to sit. He was a lonely guy. He used to sit and work late nights, and he said, oh, come around 9 or 10 o'clock, we can have a talk. And we used to talk about all kinds of stuff, like by a professor. And he said, oh, they've come to me many times. I've turned them down. But anyway, he was, he teaches. He's written books on general medical practice. And he's teaching now. He went back to Germany. He was from Heidelberg, but he's back. He's in Leipzig now in East Germany. Well, Eastern Germany, where he teaches at the university. He teaches, he's a lecturer in general medicine. And I went to him one time complaining about not feeling well. He said, I'm taking you off statins. They're dangerous. My neighbor had them as well. He took them off. So he said, you know, every day I keep up on this stuff. I get 17 emails a day with links to the latest stuff that's coming out. Confidential professional medical information. He said, taking you off that stuff. In short, Barry, the only pharmaceutical product which is good for you is the one you don't take. It's an oversimplification, but it certainly goes in that direction. They had me, since I became vegan over a year ago, or just about, well, more than a year ago, my cholesterol went down by itself. They took me off whatever cholesterol thing I had.
It was statins, I think,
and I said, I don't want these things. And I told the doctor, he said, okay. He said, you've changed your diet, you're not going to need them anyway. He took me off them. The diabetes, too, went down by itself. My cholesterol went down by itself. My blood pressure went down by itself. No medication whatsoever. And, of course, I'm not, promoting it or beating the drum, but it is a simple fact. If you do some research, and I know you do, you're usually pretty well up on this stuff. Basically, the rule of thumb, what they're calling a plant-based diet. A plant-based diet. Remember I told you about Neal, N-E-A-L. Neal spelled that way. N-E-A-L. Barnard. B-A-R-N-A-R-D. He's probably, although there are many of them. You have them in the U.K., but the biggest noise is from the United States, and he's a professor at the professor of medicine at the George Washington University in Washington, and he is the biggest promoter of the vegan plant-based diet. And you can get him on YouTube. He's fascinating. He's a great speaker, really compelling speaker, and he'll tell it to you all. And it's on YouTube, And anyway, there's a rule of thumb. I mean, fruits and vegetables. Even the official government agencies are coming out with this now. The World Health Organization has been promoting it for a long time. Their early effort was with the so-called Mediterranean diet, very low on meat, very high in vegetables and fruits. Administration, the Centers for Disease Control in Bethesda, Maryland are promoting it. The National Health is promoting it in the States. Everybody's writing about it. So it's no longer the radical loony fringe who is promoting this. High plant-based intake, lots of fruits, lots of vegetables, and fresh, of course. Not processed, you're absolutely right. Fats and sugar are known to be carcinogenic. Look at all of the sugary drinks that are consumed all over the place. And the United States probably leads it. I don't know how you're doing in the UK in that respect. But you get people living on Coca-Cola and sugary sweet drinks. They've got diabetes. They've got, cancer has become epidemic. And cancer and fat, these all contribute to cancer. You mentioned trans fats. A few years ago, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, yes, of the Bloomberg financial news dynasty. He was the mayor of New York for several terms. And he was very health conscious. And he got a law passed in the city, an ordinance, I guess they would call it, in the city of New York, banning trans fats. All food preparation in restaurants anyway. all the Burger Kings and the McDonald's, they had to throw it all out because it's come out. It's so deadly dangerous. And fats and sugars, if you eliminate fats and sugars from your diet, you've already taken a giant step towards improving health, as you well know. Turmeric, oh yes.
It's magic. That is another detox, a natural detox for the liver.
And you're quite right about milk thistle. What is the active ingredient? I can never remember exactly. It starts out with silly something. S-I-L-E-S-I-L-I. Silinium or something like that. And that's the active ingredient in milk thistle. It has an extremely powerful detoxification and regeneration effect on the liver. So does turmeric. That almost comes in number two. The other one is dandelion, funny enough. Also does tremendous work for detoxing the body. The basic rule of thumb as far as fruits and vegetables are concerned, and their anti-carcinogenic qualities, the rule of thumb is the brighter the color, the more anti-carcinogens they have. Because this is a natural the coloring, you know, bright fruits like tomatoes. Sorry, I can't bring myself to say that. Tomatoes, broccoli you mentioned, the bright, rich green vegetables. The brighter and darker the color, the more benefit you get from them. And we've talked about this one before. Very, very important. I think we discussed it last time. The importance, well, you know about zinc. Zinc, they have also found out, not only for the prostate, but zinc has been found to be also very, very beneficial for detoxifying the liver. And magnesium. Magnesium has a tremendous number of functions in the body, about 300. And most of modern Western people are not getting enough. The latest latest recommendation by a serious medical agencies is that men should have about 450 milligrams of magnesium and women 350 milligrams of magnesium supplements per day. I'm not a big fan of supplements, but there are good, solid, concrete reasons why we're not getting the magnesium we should. The two best kinds, because of absorption. Number one, probably the quickest absorption, the best absorption is magnesium citrate. I know we've talked about this before. It's very well. And the other one is magnesium glycinate. I have two of them here. In the morning, I take 200 milligrams of magnesium citrate. And then in the evening before bed, because it's very conducive to sleep, it might help you also with your insomnia. I take 250 milligrams. I get them in tablets from Germany. 250 milligrams of magnesium glycinate. And it's very, very good for heart health. It relieves and eliminates arrhythmia, stabilizes the heart muscle, and very, very good for cardiovascular health, among a number of other things. Well, I'm droning on here, Barry, and I'm sorry for bending your ear, as we say. Forgive me when I get carried away. G4HPV, HB9ASQ.
I think in America it's still Android.
vessels in the body. Have you heard about that, Bob, Joe?
No, that's a new one, Barry. I know coriander. That's the only name I know it by. Perhaps there is something else. It's like turmeric around here on the continent there. Everybody's calling it, at least in the German-speaking world, curcumin. But that's the same thing. No, I didn't know about that. As far as heavy metals are concerned, I did hear about mushrooms. Just on a quick break, I'll turn it back to you right away. Ironically, sometimes mushrooms are accused of absorbing heavy metals in the soil and therefore should not be eaten very much. But now there are other studies that show that mushrooms, for the same reason, will absorb heavy metals in the body and remove them from the system. Have you heard that one, over?
No, that's a new one.
reminded me of something. G4HPD, HP9ASQ, the Coast to Coast AM late night radio program from the States, has got a Natura Path on. And I don't know if he's still on. I meant to try to catch it. I totally forgot it was on. He's talking about the incredible self-healing power of the body, which I'm sure you and I both equally accept as a fact. We know it. I believe in it. The body is really designed to be self-healing. There's no question about it. But of course, Big Pharma doesn't want you to know that. They want you to believe that only the doctor can cure you, and of course, all their magic bullets that they produce that cost
all the money that people are spending.
And this antibiotic resistance problem, which has been known and been around for many, many years, the WHO has been screaming about this for the last 30 years. And I remember as a journalist being down there and reporting on it. It's just getting worse and worse. And a lot of doctors are not doing anything about it, especially private practitioners who don't want to lose patients. Because the patient comes in and whines and says, "Oh, doctor, I've got a cough. I want an antibiotic." Well, of course, there you are. This will fix you up as well as my bank account. And that's what's happened. The indiscriminate use of antibiotics, you know exactly what's happened.
My wife is a clinical microbiologist, and that was her job.
Identifying all these bugs and telling the doctors what antibiotics to use against them.
She's retired now. She used to teach it, as a matter of fact.
But she's been talking about this stuff for a long time. All of the professionals know about it. And still, many of these doctors continue to indiscriminately dispense antibiotics.
Now, we talk about the third world or the developing world or underdeveloped world or what they used to call the backward world
at one time before political correctness had changed all of that.
You can go to these jungle markets, you know,
in these sub-Saharan
villages, and you can buy stuff, you know. People are taking it. They're just buying it because the merchant,
well, I don't know where they get this stuff. I don't even know if it's genuine where they get these drugs from.
They'll tell you it cures everything from AIDS to cancer, you know, common cold, diarrhea. You take one of these, you'll be fine. And these people are stuffing themselves with it down there.
So it's a really, really serious problem. As far as vitamin B12 is concerned, we vegans are very, very much aware of that because it's the one fly in the ointment when it comes to a very strictly vegan diet. I'm about 95%. I still will eat a pizza with mozzarella on it.
Occasionally, I might eat something, maybe occasionally an ice cream or something with a little bit egg in it. I never ate eggs. I haven't eaten a straight egg since maybe I was 12 or 13 years old or even earlier. I just can't stand the idea. I find it disgusting. Anyway, we have to be careful about B12. And especially people who like to imbibe of the grape, as I do, alcohol is known to destroy vitamin B12 or the metabolism of vitamin B12 in the intestines. So all vegans are recommended, and that's what we do. I get a natural vitamin B12 supplement from Germany. I have a source in northern Germany, very, very good source. Very reasonable prices, very high quality stuff. A lot of it from Britain, by the way. And most of it organic, even vegan or vegetarian. And I take 500 micrograms per day, the official dose recommended by administration for, shall we call them, normal people who eat meat and eat dairy products and all of that. It's about 2.5 to 3 micrograms per day. And that's not enough for people like me.
You cannot overdose vitamin B12. It just goes right out of the system. In terms also of people who have nerve damage due to heavy alcohol consumption or diabetes 2, high blood sugar, they recommend therapeutic doses of vitamin B12 up to several thousand micrograms per day. I take 500, which is a recommended dose as a supplement for people like me. But I also take vitamin B complex and an extra dose of vitamin B1 every day. That was recommended to me. But anyway, that's the story. As far as acid reflux is concerned, there is a very natural remedy for this, and it sounds incredible, I should say. It sounds ironic and contradictory. But one of the best remedies for acid reflux is apple cider vinegar. Because very often, ironically, the reason why people have acid indigestion, they call it acid indigestion. It's not really. It's insufficient acid which leads to indigestion. And the apple cider vinegar increases and promotes natural digestion in the system. Of course, the other way to avoid acid reflux is to avoid fats and processed food and lots of sugar and garbage and junk and sweets and eat less. People overburden their stomachs. They eat far too much. And, the body, the digestive system just gets backed up and can't handle it anymore and goes on strike. As far as side effects are concerned, I read a statistic once. One out of five hospital beds is taken up by people suffering the side effects of drugs, medication, prescription drugs, pharmaceuticals. One out of five hospital beds taken up by victims of the side effects of pharmaceuticals. I have a feeling it's probably higher than that. There is no pharmaceutical without a side effect. There are natural substances that have side effects too, but they're usually far, far less, and certainly not as dangerous. The pharmaceutical industry will tell you, as they told me, that what they do, they get almost all of their ideas for drugs, they get from nature. They go to the rainforest, they go to... In South America or in Africa, they go to the forests and fields of Europe and America, and they find and isolate these things, and they isolate the active ingredient so that they can patent it. They cannot patent natural products, so they have to isolate the so-called active ingredient, which the marketing department propaganda has led us to believe leads to a more potent, more reliable, standardized preparation, which is just there's no need for it. But of course, they call that scientific, and the Food and Drug Administration or the various other drug licensing organizations who are in bed with the pharmaceutical industry demand to test and standardize drugs for the patient's well-being. It's all part of drug marketing and profit making that it is for the benefit of the patient. Because if you take natural preparations, it's very hard to overdose with very, very few exceptions. But they don't make any money on that, Barry. Anyway, Larry, I'm going to withdraw, if you will permit me. I have to go over to the store. I'm not going to make my big trip on the scooter yet. I'll do that in the afternoon. But I would like to break for lunch and have to go over to the supermarket here to get something I need. So I'll make this my final And I'm all ears for yours. Carry on. And we will speak again about such things. G4HPD, wishing you well. Oh, and by the way, I hope you are faring well with your own issues, shall we call it. And as far as insomnia is concerned, try that magnesium glycinate. 200-300 milligrams, about a good 30 minutes before you retire. And it might help you. The other thing is to take a dilution of a couple of tablespoons of apple vinegar in water and take that with your magnesium. Rinse your mouth and brush your teeth well after taking the apple cider, because the acidity sometimes can cause trouble, can stain the teeth, some people complain, so make sure you get it out of the mouth. Give it a try for a few days and see if that doesn't improve your sleep. Great to talk to you as always, Barry, and always a stimulating discussion. Which proves once again there is more to ham radio than 59QRZ. G4HPD, HB9ASQ, all ears for your final. And then we'll close down, pull the big plug for lunch. Bye-bye, Barry, and all the best to you. Microphone to you.
No problem at all. Big shit going. What are you talking about? To be purified and then example of that. In my garden, the weed called Petty's Fur. Things called solar telescoping, which is can turn skin cancer, but a lot of microphone skin cancer. I think it's called a dysfunctional cells with net application across 3 days. So if you have to take it for weeks, you know, to do things. Or they use surgery, let's say. Again, having interesting discourse with you.
Okay, Barry, copied everything except for a little bit of or some moderate QRM from somewhere on the side. But your signal is really doing well. You sound very good. I think you've really got a nice sound there. Very effective, good quality, natural sound and pleasant rag-chewing audio, but still effective under poor conditions. What more do you want? Yeah, very good about the story about the weed. Well, that's so typical, isn't it? What more can I say? And there's so much, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. Literally under the sun, there's nothing new. Nature has provided us with all the medicines we need. And the rest is business and marketing. Selling you what you don't need. And so much of these big pharma products do more harm than good and poison people and have terrible side effects. It's a slight exaggeration, I suppose. There are exceptions. But by and large, for routine health issues, the best drug is the one you don't take. Hippocrates, the father of medicine in ancient Greek, ancient Greece, had allegedly, I don't know if this is an apocryphal story, but I've seen references to it many times, even in natural healing books, where he had in his practice or his medical school, he had a sign saying, medicine is food and food is medicine. You are what you eat, we say. How true, how true. And when we look at all of the banes and medical problems of modern man, just look at what they're eating. They are what they eat. Garbage. There we go, Barry. That's it. And for notre ami français, la fréquence sera finalement libérée. Bye-bye, Barry, till the next time. G4HPD, HB9ASQ. Going that way. Bye-bye.
Yeah, well said, Bob. Well said.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Donc, c'est tout à fait SB, hein.
Voilà, oui, mon fin, bref, comme tu veux.